Hi again, everybody. I'm Dan Horde, and this is the Bengals Booth Podcast. We're calling this one, There's an L in Lambeau. Before we get to radio replays, player comments from the locker room, and Dave Lapham's post-game analysis, here's a reminder that you can have the latest edition of this podcast sent directly to you by subscribing on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. It's the greatest invention since disposable diapers. I have a question for you. Is there a more utterly helpless feeling as a football fan than watching Aaron Rodgers get the ball with time on the clock and a chance to drive down the field to beat your team? Survey says, no. Bengals fans faced that helpless feeling in the final 4 minutes of regulation and in overtime on Sunday, and the defense couldn't stop the Packers quarterback in a 27-24 OT loss. But hey, beating Rodgers isn't easy. As Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank and astronaut Mark Kelly already know, they couldn't beat Aaron Rodgers on Celebrity Jeopardy. Yes, Rodgers beat an astronaut on Jeopardy. Let's get to the highlights. After failing to score a touchdown in their first two games, I was ready to fit new offensive coordinator Bill Lazor with a gold Hall of Fame jacket when the Bengals began the game with a 79-yard touchdown drive. It ended on this third down and eight play from the Packers' 10-yard line.
Shotgun snap, Dalton into the end zone. Touchdown, Adriel Jeremiah Green, as the Bengals have finally reached the promised land.
Andy Dalton completed 78% of his passes in the game, mostly short, quick stuff, and finished with a passer rating of 124.1.
You know, going down that first drive and scoring was big. We needed that.
The Packers answered with a touchdown drive, aided by a 33-yard pass interference penalty against Adam Jones. A 1-yard touchdown pass from Rodgers to Lance Kendricks made it 7-7 at the end of the first quarter. But the Bengals took the lead again early in the second.
From the 6-yard line, shotgun snap. Dalton with a 3-step drop. Throws to Bernard, wide open. He will walk into the end zone for the Bengals' second touchdown of the day.
That gave the Bengals 2 touchdowns on their first 3 drives. Unfortunately, they did not score another touchdown on their last 8 possessions. But hey, there's no rule that says the defense can't score one.
Drops straight back to throw, fires to the left. Pick it's intercepted. Yeah! Will Jackson racing down the sideline. Nobody will catch the second-year pro from Houston as Aaron Rodgers has thrown the second pick six of his NFL career. More than 5,000 throws, he had thrown one pick six back in 2009 to Tampa Bay's Tanner Jackson. Now Will Jackson takes one to the house.
Will Jackson's 75-yard run back gave the Bengals a 21-7 lead and gave him a souvenir.
Oh, of course, I'm going to keep that forever. But it was a big deal. He came up to me after the game and told me, nice read, nice pick. So that's a big deal coming from a guy like that, a Hall of Famer. So he gave him my props, and man, that was a blessing for him to do that.
The score remained 21-7 for the rest of the half because the Packers' offensive line could not protect Rodgers.
Rodgers back to throw, and he's hit and sacked.
Yeah, Lawson.
Carl Lawson, the explosive rookie out of Auburn, beating the left tackle like a rented mule to sack Rodgers back at the 34-yard line.
The Bengals sacked Rodgers 6 times, and rookie Carl Lawson was credited with 2.5.
It was an honor getting to play him. I see him on TV all the time, and it was just an honor to get to play against a great player like that.
Rodgers might have been thinking, if it's such an honor, why do you keep hitting me? Aaron's protection improved in the second half, and his greatness was abundantly clear.
Shotgun snap, Rodgers moving the pocket to the right, throws into the end zone, touchdown, Jordy Nelson.
That TD pass to Jordy Nelson and a field goal by Mason Crosby cut Cincinnati's lead to 4 early in the fourth quarter. With 9:43 to go, the Bengals put together their best drive of the second half, marching from their own 9 to the Packers' 27, as rookie Joe Mixon picked up big chunks of yards. But on 3rd and 1, Dalton went to hand it off to him again, and Mixon slipped. It's been that kind of year so far. Andy had to take a 1-yard loss, and the Bengals settled for a Randy Bullock field goal and a 24-17 lead.
That's unfortunate in that situation, the way that we were moving the ball, the way we were driving down. You get that first down, and the game could be completely different.
Bullock's 46-yard field goal came after he missed a 48-yard attempt earlier. And in case you missed it on Sunday, the kicker that he beat out for the Bengals' job, fifth-round draft pick Jake Elliott, booted a 61-yard game winner at the gun for Philadelphia. Of course he did. Like I said, it's been that kind of year so far. In any case, the Bengals led by 7 when Rodgers got the ball back with 3:46 to go. And it felt inevitable, didn't it? He drove the Packers right down the field to force overtime, going 10 for 11 on the drive.
Rodgers waits back at the 8 for the shotgun snap. He has the ball. He moves to the right. He throws. It is caught by Jordy Nelson for a touchdown.
The Bengals won the coin toss in overtime, but went 3 and out on offense. Rodgers answered with a 72-yard pass completion on 3rd and 10, and Crosby's chip shot field goal gave the Packers a 27-24 win. Rodgers now has a win against all 31 NFL opponents. Darquez Dennard led the Bengals with 10 tackles.
First time that you've competed against that guy, what stood out?
Man, he's a hell of a player, a hell of a competitor. Every play he competes, you know, he's out there joking around, having fun. He's a Hall of Fame player, and, you know, he made great plays, extending plays, and, you know, hell of a throws as well. So, I mean, he is what he's as advertised. Definitely a first ballot Hall of Famer. Just unfortunate we didn't get the outcome that we really wanted.
The end result, an agonizing L at Lambeau. Here are Andy Dalton and A.J. Green, who finished with 10 catches for 111 yards.
It's tough, man, but you never can count that guy out 12 back there. But this one hurts. I feel like we played well. Just some little minor slip-ups. But everything's a process. We're going to be fine.
Did we play better on offense than we did the first 2 weeks? Absolutely. And so it's something that we can build on.
The Bengals are 0-3, sharing the NFL's worst record with the Chargers, Browns, Giants, and 49ers. Time to bring in my broadcast partner, Dave Lapham, for postgame analysis. This one hurts, Lap. They had him on the ropes, up by 14 at the half, up by 7 with less than 4 minutes to go. But they gave Aaron Rodgers the opportunity to beat him, and he did.
That's the only time they trailed in the football game. It was right at the very end when Green Bay put it away with a field goal in overtime. And, they don't lose many up here. You know, they win 75% of the time with McCarthy and Rodgers' regime up here. So to have them on the ropes like that, not be able to deliver the knockout punches, is painful. I remember as a former player, these are the kind of games where you go home at night and you look up at the ceiling, it becomes a big screen where you're watching tape and plays that you were involved in, and if you'd done just a little bit more on a myriad of plays, a game like this changes, and there's so many of them. There's a zillion of them in this football game, and probably the biggest one is when Joe slipped on that 3rd and 1. I mean, if he doesn't slip, I think they get the first down the way he was running, and the game's over. I mean, it's case closed at that point.
The offense was better. They scored touchdowns on 2 of their first 3 drives after not scoring touchdowns in the first 2 games. But after that, the Bengals had 7 possessions, not including a kneel down at the end of regulation. 5 punts, 1 field goal, 1 missed field goal in those last 7 drives.
They were 4 for 5 at one point on 3rd down, and then they missed their last 7. So, obviously, you know, they got off schedule. They got behind the chains. There were a lot of 2nd and 3rd and longs. They were doing such a great job of staying ahead of the chains and being 3rd and medium, 3rd and short for conversions, and converted 80% of them. And then when they were in those 3rd and longs, 2nd and longs, they went 0-for. So, you are going to have to stay ahead of the chains, particularly on the road in a loud place, trying to operate on those 3rd and longs, and they're coming with all kinds of pressure packages. It's a very tough dynamic, so... Lesson learned there for sure, and the Bengals are going to have to execute better on 3rd down. And then, you know, they executed well on 3rd down early in the game, and then let Aaron Rodgers off the hook a few times due to his excellence of extending and creating plays. The guy's a magician back there, and he's got a howitzer hanging off that right shoulder. I mean, how hard he can throw it into the tight spots that he can throw it. It's just remarkable to watch that guy operate.
Maybe the biggest bright spot for Cincinnati, the play of 2 rookies, Joe Mixon on offense, Carl Lawson on defense.
Agreed. I mean, Joe Mixon showed that he can thump you, you know, square those shoulder pads up and hammer it up in there, and he's a great receiver of the football. You know, I thought the 3rd down pass to him was big. Giovanni Bernard for the touchdown. I thought that... you know, that Bill Lazor did a very good job of using his backs, and he brought Gio in motion from right to left, and then basically ran him on a route across the backfield and released him underneath, and his safety that was covering him, man coverage, got washed up in a bunch of people, and Gio's wide open for a touchdown on another third down, did the same thing with Joe Mixon by formation and personnel grouping. So I thought that was good. I thought Bill did a really good job there, and I thought the tempo, I thought Andy got the ball out of his hand a lot faster with tremendous confidence. And, boy, for the first half, he had a quarterback rating of what, over 140. It was crazy. So, but you got to play 60 minutes, Dan. You know, the game's not 30 minutes long. You got to play 60 minutes and play complimentary football for all 60.
Is there any more helpless feeling as a football fan than when Aaron Rodgers has the ball with a chance to beat your team?
Particularly when he and his team have momentum. You know, they've come from behind a big deficit and now have caught you instead of the other way around, giving up a big lead, and you catch them, and, you know, the momentum's still questionable. Is it in your favor still? And you're generating some momentum. But a guy like that, Matt Stafford, that guy has a bunch of fourth quarter comebacks. You know, Brett Favre does. The arm talent, you know, the elusiveness, the foot speed, I mean, you name it, Aaron Rodgers has it. And the velocity that he throws the football to the tightest spots that he throws it is just, I've never seen anything like it. Rolling left, rolling right. He's in person, it's even more astounding. When you see him on TV, it's like, boy, he's something. But in person, it's like, it's huge wow factor. I mean, he is remarkable to watch. And no, man, your heart sinks when that guy's got the football in a crucial situation. He converts such a high percentage of the time during the course of his career.
Up next, a road game in Cleveland. We'll preview it when our next podcast drops in time for your ride to work on Thursday. And don't forget to have it delivered directly to you. Just subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. I'm Dan Hoard, and thanks for listening to the Bengals Booth Podcast.